I positioned myself right here facing you, Gabriella, because I'm going to talk directly to you in this message, okay? Gabriella, today is your bat mitzvah celebration. But, and I hope this doesn't shock you, you are already a bat mitzvah, even before the celebration. In fact, you've been a bat mitzvah for almost a year now, because you turned 12 years old on August 24th of last year. You see, bat mitzvah is not a ceremony or celebration, but rather a coming of age. It is the moment in time when the Jewish community considers a 12-year-old girl personally responsible for her conduct, for keeping the commandments of God, and participating in Jewish life. Before that, responsibility for your conduct, or for any bat mitzvah's conduct, the conduct before God, is assumed to fall on her parents. But once she reaches the age of 12, that responsibility becomes hers and hers alone. That's why we call you a bat mitzvah, which means daughter of commandment. So the bat mitzvah celebration here today, your bat mitzvah, is not the service or the ceremony. It's you. You are the bat mitzvah. Now, before I get more deeply into your responsibility to the commandments of God, I should like to give you some historical background on bat mitzvah within Judaism. The ceremony of bat mitzvah first made its appearance in other parts of the world and was unknown here in the United States until 1922. It was in that year that Rabbi Mordechai Kaplan, the founder of Reconstructionist Judaism, made provisions for his daughter, Judith, to celebrate her bat mitzvah in a synagogue, similar to the way you are celebrating yours here today. There is nothing in Scripture that denotes age 12 for girls and age 13 for boys as the age of mitzvah accountability. But Scripture does suggest that by age 20, at least the men were fully accountable. We see this in Numbers 32, verses 11 to 12, where God said to Moses, "Surely none of the men who come up from Egypt from age 20 years old and above shall see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord." Scripture also mentions age 20 as the age for giving offerings and for being eligible to go to war. So, where does age 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy come from? Age 13 comes from the Mishnah, Tractate Avot 5:25, in which Yehuda ben Tema is quoted as saying, "A 5-year-old begins Scripture, a 10-year-old begins Mishnah, a 13-year-old becomes obliged to observe the commandments." Age 12 was later chosen for girls because of the earlier physical development. Now, as you know, we don't usually follow the Talmud or any part of the Talmud, as we don't consider it inspired of God, but there are traditions that come out of the Talmud that have found their way into Judaism, and in this case, have found their way into bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah. As I said before, Bat mitzvah means daughter of commandment. There is no article of grammar in bat mitzvah. So it doesn't mean daughter of the commandment. It means daughter of all the commandments of God. The common Jewish understanding is that the bat mitzvah is responsible for keeping all 613 commandments of the Torah. But how can that be? Some of the commandments are directed to men. But you're not a man. Some of the commandments are directed to priests. But you're not a priest. Some of the commandments are directed exclusively to Jews. But you're not a Jew. So why then are you voluntarily taking on the responsibility of a bat mitzvah? Well, as I often do, I will endeavor to answer my own questions. Even had you lived during the time of Moses, you could not have kept all the commandments given through him because, as I've already pointed out, some of them were meant to be kept only by certain persons. Had you, for example, attempted to perform a commandment intended for a priest, and you were not a priest, you would have committed sin. The matter is even more complex today because no one can comply with the numerous commandments that require sacrifice. There is no temple in which to sacrifice. So the concept of anyone today having to keep all 613 commandments cannot mean keeping them literally. You are, of course, to keep those commandments literally that apply to you literally. But you are to do more than that because 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17 instructs us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, in your case, woman, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Since all of the commandments of Torah are also scripture, even those that you cannot keep literally have relevance. So you have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal their relevance to you. But not only the commandments of the Torah, meaning the first five books of the Bible. The word Torah broadly means teaching, and God's teachings expressed as commandments are found in many places of the Bible, including in the New Testament. These you are required to comply with as well, of course, with the interpretive assistance of the Holy Spirit. Now, what about your voluntarily taking on the responsibility of a bat mitzvah? One way or another, God's commandments are for everyone, but it is true that some of them are specifically commanded to Jews. So what about you? You, Gabriella, and each of your family members are who we call Krov Israel, or family of Israel that have drawn close. Throughout the scriptures, we read that Gerim, sojourners among the Israelites, who lived among and shared their lives with the Jewish people, were always included in the gatherings of the Jewish people. They were even among the Israelites at Mount Sinai when the Torah was given. For we read in Deuteronomy 29:9-12, "Therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper." Now God's speaking this now, we read this in Scripture, "that you may prosper in all that you do. All of you stand today before the Lord your God, your leaders and your tribes and your elders and your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones and your wives." So up to then, you could say, well, I guess he's talking to just the Jewish people, the Israelites. But then it goes on to say, "also the stranger who is in your camp, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water, that you may enter into covenant with the Lord your God and into his oath, which the Lord your God makes with you today." You notice that all those who stood before the Lord at Mount Sinai, including the Gerim, were exhorted to keep the words of his covenant. And the scripture might even be interpreted as having been invited them to enter into his covenant as proselytes. But that discussion's for another day. Now, suffice it to say that you and your family are among those who have drawn close to Israel, as Ruth of the Bible did when she spoke those famous words to her Jewish mother-in-law, Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." Gabriella, you have taken upon yourself the same responsibility as Ruth, of living among the Jewish people and walking in the same covenants that God made with Israel. And you have also taken upon yourself the responsibility of helping your Jewish brothers and sisters to do the same. In Romans 3, verses 1 to 2, the Apostle Paul spoke of a particular Jewish responsibility when he said, "What advantage has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way." See, he answered his own questions also. "Chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God." Gabriella, you as a Krov Israel bat mitzvah share in this responsibility for the oracles of God, which we understand to mean God's commandments. Not only are you to keep the commandments that apply to you personally, but you are to charged with preserving all of God's commandments and passing them on to others. Each time you pray the Shema, traditionally several times a day, you are being reminded of this responsibility. For the words of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9 say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Gabriella, although you are not ready to marry and have children, you can comply with parts of the Shema right now, beginning with loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That is the part of the Shema that Yeshua quoted when he was asked, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he answered, and he added a second commandment that he said was like it. And he said, "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." He also said, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now that is a profound statement that should speak to every bat mitzvah, because it ties God's commandments to loving him and to loving our fellow man. It is a statement that tells us that merely doing what a commandment says to do is not good enough. It tells us that our motive counts, and that whatever actions we take in response to God's law must be based on love. We read something similar in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, which says, "Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So, Gabriella, the very first commandment of Jewish law with which a bat mitzvah must come to terms is to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength. And related to it is God's second most important commandment, that she must love others as well. If you keep these two commandments solidly in front of you, you will have the rest of what you need to fulfill the responsibilities of a bat mitzvah, and also to be a blessing to your family and to be a light to those around you. So my prayer for you, Gabriella, today is this. God, in the name of Yeshua, I ask that you grant Gabriella long life, health, happiness, a godly and loving husband in the future, dutiful children, and your peace that surpasses all understanding. God, her heart and mind and Messiah, her entire life. Amen. And now we will... Thank you. And now we'll end our service in our usual way with the Kiddush, so could the Kiddush table please be brought forward?